Welcome to Finding Pelvic Sanity. If you're struggling with pelvic pain, pelvic floor dysfunction, or pregnancy and postpartum issues, you're in the right place. These issues are common, but not something that you have to live with. We've seen the most complex patients from all over the world at Pelvic Sanity in Southern California. You might be feeling frustrated, embarrassed, or dismissed by the medical community, often for years. We know just how tough that can be, and we want to help you find pelvic sanity again.
We're Jesse and Dr. Nicole Cozine. Together we run Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy, wrote the IC Solution, and Nicole has trained thousands of pelvic PTs to provide better care. We want this podcast to provide hope and get you on the path to healing.
Thousands of people with pelvic health issues find relief and live healthy, happy, and pain-free lives. And so can you. Let's get started.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Finding Pelvic Sanity podcast with Jesse and Dr. Nicole Cozine. Hey Nicole.
Hello.
We are talking today about C-sections and what they represent, how they can be a root cause for pelvic floor dysfunction, and how they kind of function in that whole system. And this is an important topic, Nicole, because almost one third of births now are via C-section.
Yes, that is a United States statistic that I think we're actively, as a birth community, trying to decrease. This is one of the highest in the world. But I will say this, that regardless of how you had your baby, pelvic floor physical therapy is important. And many people think that C-sections don't require going to pelvic floor physical therapy, or for some reason you got, quote, the easy way out. For those of you that have done a C-section, you know that that is not necessarily the case. Other people think that you spare your pelvic floor with a C-section. So these are some of the myths that people can have about a C-section.
Well, talk to me about that, because we've had patients come in whose OB have said something like that. Oh, you don't need to think anything about pelvic floor dysfunction because you had a C-section. So even though that might not have been your plan, or even if it was, then kind of good for you, your pelvic floor was spared and you are all set. Why is that such bullshit?
Well, it is bullshit, and it can't be further from the truth. And one of the things that I want everybody that's listening to this podcast to realize is that OBs and midwives are wonderful in their own right, but they are not pelvic floor rehab specialists. They're not postpartum return to anything specialists. They're not postpartum muscle function specialists. They're not exercise specialists, none of that. So, you know, we always say in the PT world, you don't want us to deliver your baby and you don't want your OB to dictate anything about your postpartum recovery past when they deem you, quote, okay. And so the real problem with this sentiment is that it's just plain wrong. I mean, it is actual like misinformation that is not true about that you don't need to go or that your pelvic floor was spared somehow. And so there are actually a lot of people with C-sections that had C-sections that have pelvic floor dysfunction and other pelvic floor related symptoms. And it's just one of those things that people need to know.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, of course that's the case, right? I mean, first of all, the pelvic floor is intricately connected to the core. You literally just sliced through some of the biggest muscles and tissue and everything of your core. So of course there's going to be an issue there. No matter what, you were just pregnant for 9 months. Everything changed. You had all this pressure and changes going on in your pelvic floor. You just have a massive now scar that needs to be managed. And we talked about this in a previous episode, that every other major surgery immediately sends you to physical therapy afterwards. Like Nicole, you've had knee surgeries. I've had an ankle surgery. Both of those immediately, we were going to physical therapy, working on the range of motion, making sure the scar didn't stick or adhere, which is just not done at all for some reason with these abdominal surgeries. And a lot of folks labor prior to having a C-section.
Yeah, and a lot of people that end up having a C-section, especially if it's relatively emergent, will have tried to be in the pushing phase for quite some time and then finally have to end up in a C-section. So you can have both pelvic floor muscle issues, damage, tears, and you resulted in a C-section as well. And so I want to go back to something that Jesse said in terms of, you know, every other type of surgery, knee surgeries, shoulder surgeries, anything. requires PT after, and it's automatic from the physician to recommend this. And it's for good reason. It's because physical therapists are specialized in helping somebody recover from rehab. That's literally how we started our profession, was helping people to recover from different types of surgeries and insults. And that somehow is lost in the OBGYN world. And I don't know why. And we are doing this podcast to help stop that from happening and start helping you to find something that can help you after your C-section.
So short and easy question, Nicole, but should everybody who has had a C-section be referred to pelvic floor physical therapy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Period. This podcast could be over right now. Done. Yes. The answer is absolutely yes. There's literally no reason why somebody shouldn't go to pelvic floor physical therapy afterwards.
Perfect. So most of you guys, though, who are listening are probably not right now actively recovering from a C-section. So we want to talk about how this kind of leads to dysfunction in the future and all of the issues that this can cause. Because I know, Nicole, when you evaluate somebody with really any diagnosis of pelvic floor dysfunction, whether it's pain, prolapse, incontinence, urinary urgency frequency, other issues, you are always, if they've had a C-section, checking that C-section scar. If someone's at home and listening to this and has had a C-section, what are some of the signs that that tissue is potentially dysfunctional, that the scar might have adhered, that it could be contributing to the pelvic floor dysfunction or pelvic floor issues that they're experiencing?
So a couple of things that have to do directly with the scar itself. If you have an aversion to looking at it or touching it, then that is something that needs to be addressed. If you have any sort of stickiness to that scar, meaning that in a perfect world, you should be able to pick up your C-section scar, pull it essentially away from the abdomen and move it around and have it be that not hurt, that have it be not, doesn't give you the heebie-jeebies, and it can should be able to move in all directions very easily. It should be able to be picked up like any other area of skin on your body. And a lot of times, because most people don't get the advice to do early scar mobilization from their OBs and they don't get referred to PT, they don't touch it, they don't do anything with it, they just let it heal. And a lot of times that scar tissue layer can stick down to the areas below that region. And, you know, a C-section actually cuts through about 7 layers of tissue and they only repair 3. And that's just the part of the surgical technique. But each of those layers, as they're healing, does form scar tissue. And each of those tissue layers needs to glide, slide, move really easily across each other. It should be like as easy as moving a piece of paper across like a granite countertop. That's how easily you want everything to just sort of move back and forth. And when that doesn't happen, that can impede the function right around that area. Now, in a C-section, right underneath that scar are all of the super duper important muscles of your core system. They're your obliques, they're your transversus abdominis, they're your rectus abdominis, and all of those muscles are essentially really important for your core function and your core stability, basically meaning that they're super important to make sure that your back is functioning well. And so that's another thing. Another way to tell if your C-section scar didn't heal optimally is that if you have like a C-section shelf, where the C-section is sort of scar is like indented and you essentially have some skin hanging over the top of it. Some people call that like a mommy pooch, but it actually can be the fact that your C-section scar actually is stuck down to the layers underneath and your abdomen is sort of, you know, gently hanging over that area. It's not a fun look, but it certainly can mean that there is a C-section scar underneath there that's not moving well.
And especially if you had any sort of weirdness with it or an infection, I mean, all of these are signs that healing was delayed, and it just means that you want to have that actually looked at by somebody. And for most people, the last time any medical professional actually looked at their scar was what, hopefully at their
like six week check-in? Yeah. And the other thing, you bring up a great point, Jesse, is that a lot of times there's some issue with the scar healing. If one side didn't close at the same rate as the other one, any infection, if it was draining excessively, there are some instances where the C-section will actually open back up again, especially if you are lifting or carrying too much load too early, or for things like if, you know, I've had patients where that happened because they got a cold or a cough too early on and weren't told how to brace properly with a pillow, and they ended up having their C-section scar reopen, which is pretty scary in general for the patient. But then, you know, they have to sometimes go in and repair it again, or whatever the case may be, but that can also delay healing. So in a perfect world, your scar should sort of heal up and scab over and then be movable by like 3 to 4 weeks. And that does not by any stretch of the imagination mean that it's completely healed. But as soon as the scar is actually fully closed, a physical therapist can look at that scar and start to gently move it.
So for those who have had a C-section and are listening to this podcast, presumably with some sort of pelvic floor issue or pelvic floor dysfunction, one reason absolutely to get to a pelvic floor physical therapist is if you want to have a VBAC at delivery for your next one, right? That's incredibly important. We work with a ton of people at Pelvic Sanity who have had a C-section, who may have been told by their OB, well, you might as well just have another one, or why would you do a vaginal delivery if we've already done a C-section, or that's dangerous. That is something that happens a lot, and we can absolutely, as pelvic floor physical therapy practices, help with that.
Certainly. And I will say this, that is a three-way conversation between the patient, their OB, and pelvic floor physical therapist, that there are some medical reasons why you wouldn't want to do that. But there are some cases where you can, and some of the healing that has to go on at the C-section scar, and also the OBs are actually worried down to the uterus, that is a really big indicator for being able to attempt a VBAC, or what's called a TOLAG, which is trial of labor after cesarean. So
absolutely something that pelvic floor physical therapy, if you're interested in that, right, I love that, Nicole, as a three-way conversation between there. If you are dealing with things like incontinence, urinary urgency, urinary frequency, your C-section scar is very likely involved in that, right, Nicole? I mean, it literally goes right over where the bladder is.
Yeah. So what's interesting is that once the surgeon or the OB gets down to the layer of the bladder is actually moved out of the way. So the bladder is not like damaged usually in a C-section, but it certainly can get stunned a little bit. They move it out of the way in order to get to the uterus because the bladder sits like a little bit in the way there. And so number one, that can cause bladder issues in and of itself. But number two, if that initial sort of healing process happens and then the C-section scar does not heal in a way that's very movable, then essentially what that does is it impedes the bladder's ability to fill well. And so what happens then is that your bladder fills to a certain point. It gets some resistance from that scar tissue that's near on top of it from the C-section. And your bladder then is like, oh, well, that must mean I have to pee. And so you're getting urinary urgency. If you have that in the presence of pelvic pain, you could very easily be diagnosed with interstitial cystitis when there's actually nothing wrong with any part of your pelvic floor or bladder. It's actually just the C-section scar that is the problem. The other thing that I want to point out with this is that it is normal to have some amount of superficial or towards the surface nerve irritation. It can feel weird. It's normal for it to be a little bit numb. It does take those little nerves that are close to the skin surface a lot of time to heal. But if it's excessively painful, and especially if you don't want to look or touch down there, that means that there could have been some amount of birth trauma around that area too, conscious or subconscious, that your body is protecting that area too much. And when that your body protects that area, it shuts down everything in that region, which includes some of the really important muscles of your core and of your back. And so it's really, really important to sort of take note of how you also feel about your C-section, because even if you don't want to touch it, if the waistband of your pants bothers it, especially if it's been after 6 weeks, that is an indication that you need help to heal that area more.
And when you talk about the nerve stuff, Nicole, we talk about, like, when would you start to say, like, oh, a little bit of numbness or tingling or tenderness in that area is really no longer normal. If you're listening to this podcast and had a C-section 10 years ago, is numbness or tingling or tenderness still, quote unquote, normal at that point?
Ooh, that's actually a really hard question to answer, because there are some cases where that persists, or patches of it will. But the point being is that it should be real superficial. So if you have any deep pain or deep feelings of emptiness back there, like, that's the kind of thing that really can be helped. Again, it is somewhat normal sometimes to have that. And so I would say, in general, that superficial stuff can last up to a year, but it doesn't have to last that long for everybody if we assist that healing process. And I think that a lot of OBs and other medical providers will just assume that, oh, well, your body will just take care of that. It'll heal up on its own. And the reality is that it's a big enough surgery with a big enough change in your status afterwards, right? Now you have to care for a little newborn baby that can disrupt the healing process in and of itself. And you need a little bit of help from a pelvic floor physical therapist in order to stress that tissue in the best way, make sure the scar tissue is moving, and then also rehab the muscles underneath them so that they can also improve that blood flow and make sure that they are back to functioning like how they were even before you're pregnant. And that, you know, you mentioned before, Jesse, that, like, oh, you're pregnant before for 9 months. It's like, yes, those, your pelvic floor muscles are under stress and strain as your uterus is growing, and your abdominal muscles, in order to accommodate the growing baby, are also stretched out. So you're already starting a little bit at a postpartum, I'll just say, disadvantage of those muscles. And if you add an extra surgical issue on top of that, it just is one more whammy against your ability to be able to just, like, breeze through the postpartum period. So, you know, it's not like we're trying to pathologize some thing, but this is our jam. Like, this is what our doctorate is in. It's literally in helping people to recover after a surgery, and pelvic floor PTs are especially helpful in doing it in that pregnancy and postpartum period.
And people just don't, I don't think, realize, Nicole, that that is so interrelated. Whether it's a, you know, postpartum kind of situation with the prolapse, with urinary urgency, frequency, incontinence, painful intercourse, but also with pelvic pain. I know how you just talked about how this is really interrelated with things like back pain. We know that the back and the pelvic floor are super interrelated. So, I mean, is there ever anybody who comes in with pelvic pain who's had a C-section scar that you're not at least investigating that to be like, how much is that contributing?
100% of the time, we're always looking there. I've never had a patient where they have some sort of back or pelvic pain that I'm not looking at their abdomen and seeing what is going on in that region. And did you have a C-section? That's, like, one of the first questions we're asking. Now, there are plenty of people that heal well after a C-section and are fine. You know what I mean? And so it's not like every single person is doomed to have this terrible problem if you don't get rehab. But I will say this, with as common as some of the postpartum issues, as common as some of those issues are, it's important to think beyond your pelvic floor with rehab. And that is really an important concept to get, and one that sometimes your OB or even your midwife, as wonderful as they are during the delivery, they don't understand that piece.
Or even pelvic PTs. We've had a lot of our out-of-town or remote consultation people with pelvic pain tell us their PT never actually looked at their abdomen and checked that area. So it's not like we're saying, oh, you know, it's all about OBs and midwives. Like, yes, this isn't their specialty, but there's plenty of pelvic PTs who aren't treating this way either.
Well, and here's the other situation that tends to happen, right? So you have your baby, you had a C-section, you get through that first, like, 3 to 6 month period, and you don't really have the capacity to go to pelvic floor therapy. And so then around the 6 month mark, you start to emerge again as a human being. You're getting a little bit better sleep. And then you try to go out and exercise. And then you have SI joint pain, back pain, tailbone pain. And you get confused because you're not thinking at that point that your C-section could have been a culprit of your back pain, or the reason why you have a diastasis recti that isn't closing, or that you might feel heaviness or pressure down in your vaginal canal. And if you have any sort of incontinence or thing that has to do with your pelvic floor, you go and you like look up it online and you're like, well, I had a C-section. Nothing is wrong with my pelvic floor. And that is actually 1,000% false. They are so intricately related that it's impossible to have a problem with your C-section scar or back pain without having your pelvic floor be involved. All three of those things are connected. So if you are a person in that way that you're 6 months postpartum and you're like, oh, let me go to physical therapy for my back pain, a lot of times those orthopedic PTs aren't educated in C-section scars and postpartum issues. And so not only are they not screening you for pelvic floor issues, but they're also not equipped to really look at your abdomen and do a lot of scar work down there. Well, because it's so close to your nether regions, they right. freak out.
They might not even look, right?
No, they I mean, the majority of people.
6 months with low back pain or SI joint issues to a regular orthopedic physical therapist, like they would not be like, hey, lift up your shirt. Let me see your
totally
scar.
Not. And if you have had an orthopedic physical therapist do this, I want their name. I will personally write them an email and say thank you so much for doing your job. But it's just not something that most ortho people even think about, right? And so now you're going to 3 months of therapy trying to figure out why your back pain isn't going away. And all along, it's because you never got the proper rehab after your C-section. And now it's been a year that you were, you know, 10 months into your pregnant, now 9 months that you've been postpartum. And now we're talking about like a year and a half, essentially, a little bit more of an issue, you know, and that's where we really just want you to get pelvic floor PT early. We want you to get it often. We want to nip that stuff in the bud before it becomes an issue.
So whether you have, you know, more immediate postpartum issues, Nicole, or whether this is like a long-term pelvic pain, if you've had a C-section in the past, we are very interested in that as a potential culprit in what is going on. So is there ever a time when it doesn't make sense to go in and get help for this? If it's been forever ago and you're still dealing with pelvic floor issues, is it still worth going in to get your C-section looked at?
It is 1,000% still worth it, and it is never too late. Whether it's been 3 months, 3 years, 3 decades, if you are listening to this podcast and you've had a C-section, it's not too late to get help. And it's not too late to address some of the things that might be related that you never thought were related. Low back pain and C-section stuff, bladder urgency C-section stuff, prolapse C-section stuff, anything. It can all be related because it's all part of the original process of having that baby.
So I hope this has been helpful for you. If you are local to Southern California and can get into Pelvic Sanity, we would love to have one of our experts take a look at your C-section scars, see how that's related, and actually help you to find lasting relief. If you can get to Southern California, we have an out-of-town program. If you've been struggling with issues for a long time or have not been able to get help locally, we've worked with more than 100 out-of-town patients from 6 different continents, 20 different countries, 25 different U.S. states. We've worked with some of the most complex people from all over the world. So feel free to give us a call, reach out, we learn a little bit more about that. Or if you're remote, you're not able to get to Southern California, we do have the Finding Pelvic Sanity Facebook group. You can be in there. That's a great, amazing, supportive community. It's moderated by us at the Pelvic Sanity team, so you know the information you get is going to be good, not all doom and gloom, and some evidence-based good information to help you get on that path to healing. So we are grateful for every single one of you who are listening. Thank you so much. We will see you on the next episode.
And we hope that this episode has helped you to find just a little bit of pelvic sanity.